We've had people requesting for a couple of years to have a sunrise service, and so we tried to do it. And praise God, the weather was, it did, especially in light of what we expected. Is he risen? He's risen. He's risen indeed. Let's again, he's risen.
He's
risen indeed. How many Arabs we have here? Hoakam. Hoakam. Which means he's risen. He's risen indeed. Let's read these verses, all of us. For I received what I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. And then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. We read about the two men on their way to Emmaus and the stranger who came up to them. And they didn't recognize who it was. And he said, what are you talking about? What are we talking about? The whole city's talking about this. Are you a visitor? You don't know what we're talking about? It's about Jesus of Nazareth. He was a great prophet who did many miracles, and we thought he might be the one who would come and redeem Israel. But some of our women, you know how women are, they went to the tomb early this morning. They didn't find his body. They came back and told us that angels had said he's risen. We went there, our people went there and couldn't find him. And what did Jesus say to them? How foolish you are, and how slow to believe what? All that the prophets have spoken. So the prophets laid out a description of what Christ would be like and what he would do, and yet it was hard for people to get the message. And that's what we were looking at all this these last few weeks, is how could this message be proclaimed and prophesied hundreds and even thousands of years in advance, and still it was so unexpected and so strange to them. And this is the crux right here. Why would the Christ suffer? Yet in the Old Testament, it's clear that the Christ does suffer, and what's the order? First, he has to suffer, and then he enters his glory. So he went back and he went through the Scriptures and telling them. Of course, he didn't tell him the whole Bible. He just highlighted things. And I think of it like this. How many of you ever done these puzzles? Jigsaw puzzles, right? I like the ones with 10 pieces. Some have 25. Can you believe that people do who's ever done a 500-piece puzzle? Bigger than that? Anybody done one bigger than that? 1,000? Anyone bigger than that? 1,500. Okay. And what do you do first? Do you have a strategy? The edge. Does everybody do that? How many people do that? You do the edge first. But let's say, if you didn't have the picture on the box, can you imagine how frustrating that would be? And you've put some stuff and you go, oh, this looks like a horse. Oh, this looks like a chariot. Or this looks like a tree a building. And you could do some of that. But what you really need to see the big picture is the picture on the box, right? In the Old Testament, they had lots of pictures, but it was hard for them to see the picture on the box, to see the big picture. And that's what he did there. Is he just went over it, gave them the big picture, and then, of course, then their minds were open and they could understand it. They rush back to tell the people, and when they get there, they find out that, yes, they've already knew that, and he had appeared to Peter and the other apostles. And then while they're talking, he shows up right in the middle of them. And they're so happy. And we know that this went on for 40 days. He would appear and he'd also disappear. He talked about the kingdom of God for 40 days. And then he said, in a little while, you'll receive the promise that the Father has promised. And what's that promise? Holy Spirit. And when did that promise come? Pentecost. And what's Pentecost mean? 50 days. And so he was killed on Passover, and on the third day he rose from the dead, and then he spent 40 more days. So it was about a week later that Passover happened, or excuse me, Pentecost happened. And then they were filled with the Spirit. They became marvelous witnesses, boldly, clearly, and to the powers that be, and they were not frightened. And their message went all over the world. But that's not the only thing. They said one day they were looking up in the sky as Jesus went away, and the two angels told him what? Why are you standing here looking up in the sky? He left. He's coming back again. And of course, Jesus said, in the meantime, what do? We take the gospel to the world. So let's sing this last song, and then we'll have a break while the breakfast is being prepared, and the children have a program too.